This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم لك الحمد رافع السماء لا إله إلا الله العلي العظيم اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا وأنت السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're about to begin quickly Salatul Jumu'ah, inshallah. If I could just ask the brothers to move forward a little bit, there's a little bit of space at the back in case we have more of our sisters come, inshallah, that they can feel comfortable. Jazakumullah khair for turning out. We know it's a busy day in Perth, so alhamdulillah that Allah's blessed us with a place to fulfill our ibadah and our salah. Allahi barik feekum, jazakumullah khair. Just two quick announcements, inshallah. With the blessed month of Ramadan coming, and alhamdulillah with the completion of our new building, as you see, may Allah put barakah in it and our students. We will be holding Salatul Taraweeh this year here at our school. Sheikh Mu'taz Al-Mansi, one of the Qurra of Perth, Sheikh Ahmed, our Islamic Studies Coordinator, and myself, we will be leading Salatul Taraweeh with some of our students, inshallah. And we will be performing 8 rak'ah and 3 rak'ah for Shafa'ah and Wat. We'll be reading just half of a juz a night, so half the Qur'an over the course of the month of Ramadan, keeping our time together under 1 hour, inshallah, with a short discussion of the verses that were recited. So if you are of the normal habit of praying 8 and then disturbing the jama'ah, getting up and leaving and parking problems, we wanted to offer a solution in this area where we are just doing 8 rak'ah if you are not performing the khatm, and allow people who have the comfort, mashallah, of wanting to pray the full khatm and the 20 rak'ah to not be disturbed with everybody shifting around, inshallah. So at our school, we'll be praying, inshallah, the 8 rak'ah with half of the Qur'an and allowing a 1 hour time for us. The adhan will be at 7:15. Iqama is at 7:30, from 7:30 till 8:30, inshallah, every night for the month of Ramadan. So this is for Salatul Taraweeh beginning with us, inshallah. Second quick announcement, inshallah, for you to save the date. Last year, subhanAllah, we missed out on the barakah of inviting you to our school to eat with us and to break your fast with us, as has been a tradition for many years. Due to the COVID restrictions last year, we were not able to honor ourselves and you with eating together. But this year, inshallah, Saturday, May the 1st, Saturday, May the 1st, inshallah, in the final 10 days of Ramadan, we invite you to book that time. Don't invite people to your home. Invite them to our school with you, inshallah, and come enjoy your time with us. Pray Taraweeh with us. And inshallah, it is a blessed event, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. There's advertisements downstairs on the table. You can take a flyer just to remind yourself if you would like, inshallah. Lastly, inshallah, next week, Sheikh Ahmed Sanusi will be leading Salatul Jumu'ah at the same time, same arrangements, inshallah. Hopefully the gates will be a little bit easier to navigate, inshallah. We'll try to get it better. And the week after, for the school holidays, we will be open for Salatul Jumu'ah for our community, inshallah, to make it easier, parking problems and other things, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن محمداً رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمداً عبد الله ورسوله.
أشهد أن محمداً رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمداً عبد الله ورسوله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة. آتي سيدنا محمد وعزيزه وضعف اللهم المقام برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace and salutations upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that there is none that is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind myself and you of taqwa Allah azza wa jal, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits in you and I a greater love for Allah, a fear of Allah, and a hope in the mercy of Allah that is of greater value in our privacy and our private life when we are unseen to others than what we seek to show each other in our public life. Allahumma ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for us Al-Qur'an لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, that mankind are able to establish a sense of equity and justice. And of the greatest aims of the Qur'an, the ulama have described it as being something that fulfills not just the knowledge of who is Allah, but also of what Allah seeks of us and what it is that Allah wants us to model ourselves in according to their lifestyles, the Anbiya and the Prophets of Allah. In the most beautiful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in Sahih al-Bukhari, he says to us a foundational principle that you and I as Muslims accept. He says, "Al-anbiya'u ikhwatun min 'alat," that all of the prophets of God, all of the messengers, that they are one brethren who are linked through their paternal ties that returns them back to one origin, to one being, to one relationship with Allah, but also one blood ancestry. Ummahatuhum shatta wa deenuhum wahid. Their mothers and their languages may be of different tribes and different places, but all of them return to the one way of life in that way that they see their worship and commitment to Allah. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, "Laysa bayni wa bayn ibni Maryam nabi." Between Jesus, the son of Mary, and myself, there was no other prophet. And I want you to understand the importance of this statement. Ever since Adam alayhi salam walked the earth, there has always been a link between those who lived on this earth and their maker, the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was always a messenger, a prophet, somebody who connected them through an understanding of revelation back to the source of life, our creator Allah. And then a seismic shift occurred. Bikufrihim, as a result of their continuous disbelief, as a result of their hatred in their hearts, kullama ja'ahum rasulun fariqan kadhabu wa fariqan yaqtulun. When mankind would be given a messenger or a prophet, some would belie them and others would seek their murder. And in the final stages of life, of prophethood that was through the lineage of Ismail, of Ishaq, Allah gave a final test to the children of Israel, the children of Ya'qub. Israel is the nickname of Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam. لِأَنَّهُ أَسْرَى لِلَّهِ. He traveled by night with the command of Allah. That is where we get the name Israel, the one who, for the command of Elohim, traveled by night by the order of Allah. He was given that nickname. His children, the 12 tribes, the 12 sons of Bani Israel, each of them were significant in their obedience to Allah. But as time wore on, and as hearts darkened, that they became harder than rock, as Allah tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ. When there was deviance in their hearts, when hardness enters the hearts of a human being, it makes them further away from Allah. So Allah then restricts from them the nur of guidance that they initially do not want to believe in. So as a final test, Zakariya alayhi salam asks Allah for a son. For years into his old age, وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا, my hair has turned white in your worship, O Allah. One more chance to Bani Israel. Give me one more son. And he was وَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا. He was given the gift of Yahya alayhi salam. But even Yahya was murdered, the cousin of Jesus. Peace and blessings be upon him. In the hadith of Imam Ahmad, the Prophet ﷺ said, Yahya shaheedun ibn shaheed. The Prophet of Allah, Yahya, was murdered and martyred, became a shaheed, and he is the son of a shaheed. After they murdered Yahya, they murdered his father. All that remained from the paternity of prophethood through Ishaq was one final man, Isa alayhi salam. Today is referred to as Good Friday. As Muslims, our aqeedah needs to be established. And inshallah, I wish to take a little bit longer than I normally do with my khutbah to make it 15, 20 minutes with you, inshallah. Three important discussions that are relevant to your belief as a Muslim and that which you seek to impress and to teach others who may not know what we believe. The first aqeedah that we have about Isa, the first aqeedah means tie, something we tie our hearts with, something we hold strictly to. We have no doubt about its validity and truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us as a first part of our belief the immaculate conception of Jesus. That he was born by a miraculous order from Allah. Of the names of Jesus alayhi salam is that he is Kalimatullah. His nickname is he is the word of God. Meaning that Allah said, Kun fayakun. Allah commanded, be and he became. That there was no need for the normal processes of natural inception of a man and woman coming together. Isa was created by Allah in the mother of his womb by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. In our belief as Muslims, people were created in four different ways. Adam without a father, without a mother. Hawa, his wife, with a father but no mother. Isa with a mother and no father. And the rest of us, it takes the two complementary but opposite pairs of male and female sex genes to come together to produce the offspring of humanity. Isa alayhi salam, Allah chronicles in Surah Maryam that as she was in her place of worship, and I want you to know that Maryam alayhi salam is significant not because she's the mother of Jesus, but because she is Maryam alayhi salam. In nowhere in the Quran, in the Sunnah, does Allah refer to Maryam as being the mother of Jesus. Rather, he refers to Maryam on her own account, the daughter of Imran. Wa Maryam abnata Imran. Because Maryam is a holy, sanctified, righteous, beautiful human being who reached a level of completion in her relationship with Allah. She did not need to say, my son is Isa, this is what brings me closer to Allah. Maryam is Maryam without Isa alayhi salam. And when you look into the 19th chapter of the Quran, it doesn't bear the name of Jesus, it bears the title and name of Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say about her in Surah Ali Imran, إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels would speak to Maryam. Ya Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah chose you, purified you, and chose you again from the best of all women, of all times, in your day and in the days to come. In the hadith of Imam al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَمُلَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ كَثِيرٌ. Many men you would have heard have attained completion. But of the women who attained completion, Maryam abnata Imran, he begins with her. Maryam abnata Imran. Al-Imam al-Suyuti and some of the Imams of Ahlul Sunnah, this isn't a strange understanding. When you look through the books of Hadith, there is debate. Was Maryam alayha salam nabiyya, a prophetess of God? There isn't this understanding that she could not be capable of it. And of course, the orthodox position is no, the prophets are men. Some hold the position that the rusul are men. And it's a variant opinion that it could be that there were women of prophets. And at the head of that list is Maryam alayha salam. A classical understanding of Al-Imam al-Suyuti and others in debate. She was at a high standing. She was chosen because of her purity to be the one who would be honored, not for her to be honored, but because of the honor she had with Allah, that she was chosen for this momentous task. The angel Jibreel entered upon her in her mihrab. And I want you to pay attention to this word, this mihrab that's behind me. The concept of mihrab isn't just a beautiful prayer niche. The concept of mihrab for you and I as Muslims comes from the word harb, war. Subhanallah, it is your battle station. It is where you solve the difficulties of life. It is where you stand at attention to fix and to combat your soul. The greatest jihad and struggle is to be able to stand at the mihrab when others sleep, when others rest, when others forget. Maryam was vigilant. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. Whenever Zakaria, the prophet of God, would enter her place of prayer, he would find that she had been blessed with blessings of food and drink that were not known in their place and time. قال أن لك هذا. Allah says in Surah Al Imran, He says, where did you receive it? قالت هو من عند الله. This has been sent to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mihrab was a place of seclusion and inner worship for Maryam. And Jibreel materialized as the angel in the form of a human being. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك. It is one of the most powerful dua that you and I should make when we are afraid of an individual. You're afraid of something, one of the dua that the imams teach us, أعوذ بالرحمن. I ask Allah the Merciful to protect me. It's not just أعوذ بالله, but this is a higher level that you're thinking of Allah's mercy to protect you in a moment of difficulty. إن كنت تقيا. قال إنما أنا رسول ربك إليك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. I've come to let you know that there is a child you do not expect. He doesn't say ولدا زكيا, a boy that you expect to be given. غلام is unknown. I didn't know I was going to carry a child. زكيا, who will be purity and purifying to everyone around him. قالت أنا يكون لي غلام. How can this occur? ولم يمسسني بشر. No man has come close to me. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. No one has said this about me. قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ. That word, كَذَلِكِ قَالَ. Your Lord has said, subhanAllah. In my life and your life, my dear brother, there will be moments where Allah has decided. And whether you like it or not, قَالَ كَذَلِكِ. Allah has written. There will be moments of illness, moments of success, moments of failure. Moments of happiness, moments of tears and sorrow. كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّ. Your Lord has written it. There is no escape. If the world was to gather together to give you what you want, but Allah has said otherwise, you will not receive. And if the world comes to give you what Allah has refused for you, or what Allah has held back from you, you will not prosper and you will not be harmed. فَحَمَلَتْهُ. She carried him. The word hamalat, it's not hamalatu fa. This fa is fa'u ta'qib, an immediate reaction. Immediately with the order of Allah, she carried, conceived this child. And she became fearful. And she carried this blessing that would become وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ وَإِنَّهُ لَعَلَمٌ in the different qira'at. He will be a sign to humanity. He will be a notice to humanity of the creation of Allah. Jesus alayhi salam grew up with the special assistance of Allah. Ya Isa ibn Maryam, udhkur ni'mati alayka wa ala walidatik. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, recount the blessing I gave you and that of your mother before you. Idh ayyadtuka bi ruhi al-Qudus. I made your guardian angel Jibreel, that you would know the Torah and be able to teach the hikmah, the wisdom of life. As a young child, you would correct the rabbis when they would intentionally make mistakes. يَلْوُونَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. They changed the scripture. He would stand in defiance. And hatred began to grow against Isa alayhi salam. He was able by the power of Allah تُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِي. وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. You hear that you heal by my power. The deaf, the unseeing, the unable to speak, the one whose body has been deteriorated with illness, the one who has committed and been dead, you can call them to life by my power. وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. And of the greatest miracles, وَإِذْ كَفَفْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَنْكَ. Most people, they assume these great miracles of Jesus were not recreated by others. And this becomes the second point of Aqidah. Jesus, as we believe, was created by the command of Allah. The second point of Aqidah is that everything given to Isa alayhi salam was done by other prophets as well. Musa brought the dead to life. What is Surah Al-Baqarah? A man was killed. And they came to Musa alayhi salam. They said, ask Allah to tell us, who killed this man? So he asked Allah, and Allah says, قَالَ اذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. Slaughter a cow. And they were a rebellious people. What color? What shape? What age? Is it owned? Is it wild? And every time they rejected to do what Allah ordered, Allah made it more difficult until finally, فَذَبَحُوهَا قُلْنَا ضُرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا. We ordered them to take the meat of the cow and to touch the body of the one who had died. He came back to life and told them who the murderer was. Isa cured the one who was blind by the power of Allah. So did your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the great battle, Ali radiallahu anhu lost his eye. It fell out of his socket from the battle. He was struck in the head. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam took it and placed it in his eye. And Ali never had a defect thereafter in his sight. Radiallahu anhu wa alayhi afdalus salaa wa atammu at-tasleem nabiyyina Muhammad. Jesus fed hundreds, thousands of people from one bowl. As the Sahaba starved in the battle of Al-Khandaq, the Prophet said to Abu Ayyub, don't open the pot of soup your wife cooked for me. She said, I only have enough for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't open it. And the Prophet came sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he made a dua. And he said to everyone, come. And everyone was fed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1,300, 2,000, 3,000 people, all of the Medina, hatta shabi'u, until they could not eat anymore, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every miracle of Jesus, you and I as a Muslim believe, has been recreated by other than the prophets of Allah in different times and eras, and they are also things that in our areas, in our capacity, we can see it in the lifestyle of the Anbiya of past. The third point of belief I reserve until after Jilzatul Istaraha, which is Allah saving Isa alayhi salam and the promise of his return. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. Allah tells us in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. Neither did they kill him, nor did he even touch that cross. Rather, it was made to appear to them. In the riwayah of Ibn Abbas, which is found in most of the books of tafsir, there was the youngest of the Sahaba of the Hawariyin of Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam said that Allah has ordered that I ask of you, man minkum yu'khadhu alayhi shabahi wa yuslabu makani wa yakuna ma'i fil jannah. Who of you, my sahaba, wishes to have the great test of having my likeness appear upon them, to be placed on the cross in my place and to be with me in Jannah? فَقَالَ أَصْغَرُهُمْ سِنَّا أَنَا لَهَا. The youngest said, I want to be the one. He looks like Isa alayhi salam. He was a person who resembled the shape of Isa. And Isa istasghara, Isa alayhi salam was merciful. He said, he appears too young. So he asked again. And the youngest of them says, Ana laha, I am the one. Fastasghara. Third time, he said, I am the one. Faqala huwa ant, it is you. And Isa alayhi salam is a part of our belief in these days that they claim the Good Friday and the Transfiguration and the Resurrection and Ascension on Monday. We believe that there was an ascension and that people saw Jesus enter into the heavens. We believe that he ascended. We believe that he would return, but we do not believe that he was put on the cross. The early Christians, the Jerusalem Christians, and you can read about the historical Jesus and see the difference between the Jesus that was known before Christianity became the dogma of the Roman Empire. Before things like Christmas, before things like Easter, these are holidays and celebrations that have a paganistic origin that were clapped onto a biblical tradition that has no evidence in the scholarly reports of the Bible or in the understanding of the people who practiced the worship of Allah as a way of following the example of Isa alayhi salam. The early Christians, Those who believe that Jesus was the one who came to fulfill the command of God, not one who was God in person, not one who was a son, wal-iyadu billah, of God, one who came to enact the will of God. One of the most famous verses in the Bible that you will find a lot of evangelicals hold claim to is John 3:16. And they say that Jesus said that he is the way, he is the path, and there is no way to God except through him. You and I, we accept this as the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, as the sunnah of Isa alayhi salam. The word sunnah means the way. The word sunnah, sharia, means the path. We believe in the path of Isa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, that all of us, we believe, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من الرسل. We make no distinctions, separations in the belief of one messenger, one prophet from another. All of them called أن اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. O our people, O Israel, your Lord is one. Worship none but him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ عِيسَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَمُوسَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَدَاوُودُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَزَكَرِيَّا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرُهُمْ وَأَفْضَلُهُمْ وَسَيِّدُهُمْ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I end with the final hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says to us, ينزل فيكم عيسى بن مريم حكما عدلا. There will be the eventual return of Jesus, and the hadith of the nuzul of Isa, the ascension and the return of Jesus, marwiyum بالتواتر. It is reported with so many chains that it is undoubted by Muslims. If you look at the creed of Al-Imam Ahmad, Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, Al-Fiqh Al-Akbar for Al-Imam Al-A'zam, if you look at the statements of Al-Shafi'i, the belief of Al-Imam Malik, of the points that they establish as a part of the precepts of belief, is that you believe وَأَنَّ عِيسَى shall return to be a person who lives and governs with the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your belief in I is as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, يَنْزِلُ فِيكُمْ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ حَكَمًا عَدْلًا, to be a just ruler. عند المنارة البيضاء شرقية دمشق, at the white light tower, the white minaret in the eastern quarter of Damascus. فيكسر الصليب, he will break the cross, meaning that the belief in the cross, he will undo it. He will say, I am Jesus, and this never happened. ويقتل الخنزير, and he will bring an end to the swine, meaning that those who ate pork and swine, believing that Jesus allowed it, and the Jews and Muslims were in dispute in it, he will bring an end to that belief. وَيَضَعُ الْجِزْيَةِ, and any taxes that were given to be protected in living in Muslim lands will be put to an end, because justice will be established for all. There will be no longer the capacity to come and go and believe and disbelieve, because Jesus will be have arrived and the truth will be known and the Dajjal will be put to an end. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us the company of the great prophets and messengers of Allah in Jannatul Firdaus. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists us in completing our iman and in understanding our tawheed, and in relinquishing all hope and reliance on anything other than Allah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns dark hearts to the truth and makes us from those who his hidayah enters into our homes, into our schools, and into our hearts and as individuals. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our staff and our students at our school, our parents and our teachers, that Allah leads our board and administrators and our principal to that which is pleasing to him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from that which is sinful and harmful to ourselves and others. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors us with an entrance into the month of Ramadan, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to stand each and every night, even if it is just two rak'ah in qiyam, so that we gain the reward and be forgiven by Allah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His mercy to those who have departed before this month has arrived. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows those of us who have lost family members to remember them in our dua in the blessed month and to reconnect with them in the days to come in the highest levels of Jannatul Firdaus with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Wakhdil a'da'aka a'da'ad-deen. اللهم اهدنا واهدهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمداً رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Stow, tarasu, wa'tadilu. Humble yourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. Come closer together. If I could just make a request for the sisters who are praying at the back onto the right section. If I could ask you immediately after the salah, inshaAllah, to head downstairs. You can fulfill your sunnah prayers downstairs with the sisters. That way it'll allow the brothers not to interfere with you coming down the staircase, inshaAllah. Immediately after the salah, if our sisters can go downstairs and pray in the hall downstairs. Jazakumullah khair. Ikhsha'u, istawu, humble yourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Tabaraka ismuka ta'ala. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Al-Sirat Al-Mustaqim Sirat Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim Ghayri Al-Maghdub Alayhim Wala Al-Dallin Amin. بسم الله الرحمن كافها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله رب رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا قال رب أنى يكونني غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سويا فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا وحنانا من لدنا وزكاة وكان تقيا وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن له وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا عصيا وسلام عليه يوم ولد ويوم يموت ويوم يبعث حيا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. وأذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله وعلى السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام. If I can request from our sisters inshallah just to begin heading downstairs. الله يبارك فيكم. Just so that the brothers can not collide with you as you're heading down from the stairs inshallah. جزاكم الله خير. Sisters, you can make your way down to pray your sunnah downstairs. Once again, a quick reminder, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, we will be having Salatul Taraweeh here at our school. We'll make announcement for it both on social media streams and through our sect systems for our parents. Also, we will be having our iftar on May the 1st, Saturday, May the 1st. Keep that in your calendars, inshallah. We look forward to having all of you, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Allahumma anta rabbi. Allah.